Welcome to the TEDx Youth Wrigleyville podcast, Youth American Style. I'm your host, Ann Johnsos. Christopher Millette is the Director of Community Relations and Engagement at Chicago Hope Academy. He's also the Athletic Director and Head Football Coach. At TEDx Youth Wrigleyville, he talked about tools kids need to succeed on and off the field. In his sidebar, he explained how the people around them can help.
You know, we're going to do it a little bit differently. And we're going to have fun doing it. And, you know, our shirts, our football shirts all say serve on the back. So 6-inch block letters. Kids went nuts at first because they're used to being served and they're the football team. So everybody in the school needs to bow down and recognize that they are the kings of the school. And then I walked in and said, no, you pick up the garbage, you open the doors, you show deference. We get off one field at 5 o'clock so Little League baseball in the neighborhood can use it. Go to another field that we share with Little League rugby on the grass for the next hour, then go in the weight room and share the weight room with two other teams. And you think the football team has first right of refusal with everything. And I just kind of flipped that paradigm on its head and I said, no, this is how we're gonna operate. You know, now granted, it's not all altruistic, because I know those Little League baseball players and those Little League rugby players are gonna look at how cool is it to be in sharing a space with the varsity football program. And when our guys get the culture right and they start, you know, shaking hands and high-fiving, and you're starting to see that happen. But the beauty of it to me is I get to build this community, you know, and we get to decide what this community looks like and how we shape it and form it and what our values are and how we proceed with those values. So, yes, are we going to be perfect? No. You know, I told the kids, well, Coach, you said such and such, and you're the FCA Fellowship of Christian Athlete coach. I said, I am, but I told you I was a Christian, son. I never said nothing about being a perfect Christian. So you stuck with what you stuck with.
All right, so let's take a step back. So you're a coach.
Yes.
But you're more than a coach. Tell me how your role is different from the coaches I knew when I was growing up.
Yeah, so I think, you know, Reverend Billy Graham said at one point in time, a football coach has the power of influence where he can impact more people in a single football season in 1 year during the season, not the whole year, just the season, than most people will in their entire lifetime. And I thought about that long and hard. I said, you know what? Between the players, the parents, the rest of the student body, the faculty, the staff, the boosters, the alumni, the business owners in the community, the media, and all the other coaches in the conference and all the associations you're a part of, he's absolutely right. That's just one season. You have all these points of contact with all these different people and different types of people and different walks of life. So, you know, and I've always, you know, I'd love to just, like, I tell people my dream job is to go coach in a city or a town where the stadium is the biggest structure in the whole town. You know, it's as a priority as to be right. You know, it's all about football. But I'd be lying if I told you that was it. I'd like to fantasize about that, but I don't think I'd ever be satisfied with that. There's too much more to me, I think, and I have too much more to give. I know my value, you know, even though others may not recognize, I know what my value is, and my value isn't just in the spectrum, in the arena of coaching football. It's in the whole athletic, it's in the whole school as an educator, as a lawyer, as a criminologist, as an advocate, as a politician, all these different things can weave into one wherever you go. So when I'm coaching football, I'm not just coaching football, I'm coaching life. And I think that's really, at the end of the day, I was asked this question by NBC News. Last year, I coached at Whitney Young. We resurrected a program that was 0-9 the year before, dropped football after week 4. And we were the first team in the history of the state of Illinois to go from 0-9 to 9-0 in 1 year. We did it with 32 kids out of 45 who had never put on a helmet and shoulder pads before. And the sportscaster said to me, this is so amazing. What an incredible story. You did this, you did this, you did this. And I said, it was not me. I was the guy in the boat with the bullhorn. I didn't even have a paddle in my hand. It was the kids, it was the teachers, and I included what you wouldn't normally assume. When we win the state championship, I said, when we win the state championship, because we're going to win it, the lady in the lunchroom is getting a ring. The guy who cuts the grass at the field is getting a ring. The managers who do the laundry are getting rings because everybody has a role. We just have different roles, but no one's greater than anyone else. You know, I was the guy yesterday who had to watch it because the managers weren't there. I had to wash the jersey. Like, I understand what the value of that.
You had to wash the jerseys?
I washed everything. I washed the jerseys. I washed the girdles. The girdles are like they got the pads and the guys wear them. Yeah, so it's you know, one kid said, "Coach, that touched my butt." I said, "Yeah, I know. I thought I was done with diapers when my 11-year-old was 2 years old, but apparently I am not." I'll be honest with you. As a coach, you clean up a lot of other people's messes if you do it a certain way. You know, for me, it's not. So the NBC guy, he said to me, "So, coach, such a successful year, undefeated, champions, coming from nothing. You built it from scratch. Define your success this year." And I just turned to him. I said, "Success." I said, we did well. I said, "You won't talk to me about success. Talk to me in 25 years. You know, let me see when these boys come back and throw their arm around my neck and I see what type of men they are and what type of fathers and husbands and who they are in their community. Then I can tell you whether or not we had the right impact. We had a successful impact with them." You know, for me, it's about the relationships with these boys, you know, the brotherhood that we build, transformational relationships, teaching them, not transactional, not if you play hard for me, I'll get you a scholarship. If you play hard for me, I'll cover you in school. If you play hard for me, I'll cover all your sins so that you can keep playing hard for me. It's not transactional. It's transformational. When you quit football, I still love you. You still have my number. You can still call me. I will still give you the time of day. I will still help you in life. Because when you're a coach, you're a coach.
Thanks again to Christopher Millett for joining us on the TEDx Youth Wrigleyville podcast, Youth American Style. For more podcasts about youth and ways to guide them, please check out my other podcast, Apparently, a-parent-lee, on iTunes and at wgnradio.com.